A big day for the coast's lowest paid workers, with the wage umpire about to drop its annual decision. The ACTU's pushing for a 4.5% lift, saying it's time to play catch-up. The business lobby, however, is not keen. Police are concerned that motorcyclist fatalities are overrepresented on the Sunshine Coast, with 5 deaths so far this year. It comes as new footage is released showing the moment one rider passed a police car while allegedly travelling at 134 kilometres an hour in a 60 zone. The 28-year-old man was travelling home through Forest Glen on May 24 when he was intercepted.
You know when people crash on bikes, or they're heading home, or they're on the way home, or they just give it that one last blat. They go, oh, I'm nearly home, just give it one last one. Exactly what you've just done.
The man's bike was uninsured. He was fined more than $1,800 and lost 8 demerit points. He also received a 24-hour driver's licence suspension notice, a saliva analysis notice, and a notice to appear in court. Queensland's new Destination 2045 plan promises to boost travel and experiences both here on the Sunshine Coast and throughout the state. Tourism Council CEO Natasha Wheeler says people will get to experience all corners of Queensland in exciting new ways thanks to better transport and eco-friendly tourism experiences.
There is a plan in here that also supports air, road, rail and cruise travel. So keeping people in Queensland and moving them further, because we know that we have so much to offer in all corners, and you really do get a sense of that when you get out across this state.
And renewal works are getting underway to revamp the Mullaney Skate Park. The works will include removing the existing skate park elements and all associated infrastructure first. And once that's complete, the new skate park will feature smooth concrete bowls, rails and ledges, with the existing half pipe being retained and integrated with the new park. It should be finished by October, weather permitting.